Father, sith you must needs do so, let it pass lightly and overgo. Kneeling on my knees too, your blessing on me spread.
My blessing. Dear son, I give thee and thy mother's with heart so free the blessing of the Trinity. My dear son, on thee light.
Father, I pray you, hide mine eyne, that I see not your sword so keen. Your stroke, father, would I not seen, lest I against it grill.
My dear son Isaac, speak no more, thy words make my heart full sore.
O dear father, wherefore, wherefore? Sith I must needs be dead, of one thing I would you pray. Since I must die the death this day, as few strokes as you may, when you smite off my head.
Thy meekness, child, makes me afray. My song may be well away.
O dear father, do away your making so micklemon. Now truly, father, this talking doth but make long tarrying. I pray you come and make ending, and let me hence be gone.
Come hither, my child. That art so sweet, thou must be bound and hand and feet.
And Isaac comes to his father, who binds him and lays him on the altar.
Ah, father, we must no more meet by aught that I can see. But do with me right as thou will. I must obey, and that is skill, God's commandment to fulfill. For needs so must it be. Upon the purpose that you have set, you forsooth, father, I will not let you but evermore unto you bow, while that I may. Father, greet well my brethren Ying, and pray my mother of her blessing. I come no more under her wing. Farewell for ever and aye. But, father, I cry you mercy, of that I have trespassed to thee. Forgiven, father, that it may be, until doomsday.
My dear son, let be thy moans. My child, thou grieved me but once. Blessed be thou, body and bones, and I forgive thee here. Lo, my dear son, here shalt thou lie, unto my work now I must hie. I had at lief myself to die, as thou, my darling dear.
Father, if thou be to me kind, about my head a kercher bind, and let me lightly out of your mind, and soon that I were speed.
Farewell, my sweet son of grace.
Abraham kisses him, binds the kerchief round his head, and lets him kneel down.
I pray you, father, turn down my face a little while you have space, for I am full sore adread.
To do this deed, I am sorry.
Yea, Lord, to thee I call and cry. Of my soul, thou have mercy heartily, I pray.
Lord, I would fain work thy will. This young innocent that lies so still, full loath were me him to kill by any manner of way.
My dear father, I you pray, let me take my clothes away, for shedding blood on them today at my last ending.
Heart, if thou would break in three, thou shalt never master me. I will no longer let for thee, my God, I may not grieve.
A mercy, father, why tarry you so? Smite of my head, and let me go. I pray you, rid me of my woe, for now I take my leave.
My son, my heart will break in three to hear thee speak such words to me. Jesu, on me thou have pity that I have most in mind.
Now, father, I see that I shall die. Almighty God, in majesty my soul I offer unto thee. Lord, to it be kind.
And Abraham lifts his sword, and then the angel comes and takes the sword by the end. Abraham, my servant dear.
No, Lord, I am already here.
Lay not thy sword in no manner on Isaac, thy dear darling. Nay, do thou him no annoy, for thou dreads God, well see I, that of thy son hast no mercy to fulfil his bidding.
And for his bidding thou dost I, and spares neither for fair nor fay, to do this thy son to death today. Isaac, to thee full clear, therefore, God has sent by me in fay a lamb that is both good and gay, into this place as thou see may. Lo, it is right here.
Oh, Lord of heaven and King of bliss, thy bidding I shall do, Iwis. Sacrifice here to me sent is, and all, Lord, through thy grace. A horned wedder here I see amongst these briars, tied is he. To thee offered it shall be anon right in this place.
And Abraham takes the lamb and kills it.
Abraham, by myself I swear, for thou hast been obedient ever, and spared not thy son so dear to fulfill my bidding, thou shalt be blessed, thou art worthy. Thy seed I shall multiply, as stars and sand so many het I of thy body coming. Of enemies thou shalt have power, and thy blood also in fear, for thou hast been meek and bonheur to do this as I thee bade. And all nations leave thou me, blessed evermore shall be, though fruit that shall come of thee, and saved through thy seed.
And the expositor returns to explain what it's all about.
Lordings, this signification of this deed of devotion, and you will, you wit mon, may turn you into much good. This deed you see done in this place, an example of Jesus done, it was that to win mankind grace was sacrificed on the rood. By Abraham I may understand, the father of heaven that I confand with his son's blood to break that band the devil had brought us to. By Isaac understand, I may Jesus that was obedient I, his father's will to work alway, and death to underfong. Such obedience grant us, O Lord, ever to thy most holy word, that in the same we may accord as this Abraham was bane. And then together shall we that worthy king in heaven see, and dwell with him in great glory for ever and ever. Amen.
Except that isn't quite the end of the play, because then a messenger turns up who might be the same Gobbert on the Green we had at the beginning of the play, but however, what he is there is to introduce the next play. And he says, "Make room, lordings, and give us way, and let Balak come in and play, and Balaam that well can say to tell you of prophecy. That lord that died on Good Friday, he save us all both night and day. Fare you well, lording, I go my way, I may no longer abide." And thus ends play number 4. And a couple of words sort of popped up in the course of these plays, which I will now mention. We had at the very, very beginning, someone mentioned Silch, which is just slime. S-L-I-C-H was slime. And there was someone mentioned Meany earlier. Apparently, according to glossary, means the family. Then we have Per-Ye, which was jewellery. And Kent. I didn't mention to anyone Kent. I just saw Kent. Someone mentioned Kent, and I assumed it wasn't the county. And apparently meant instructed. So that's one of those interesting things.